Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk. Well, I'm sharing the Buddhist practice or the chanting practice. It's not only for the Buddhist, so I dare to say just chanting meditative practice. And for the people who has ambition to practice, I am sharing the how to experience a body sensation of enlightenment and method for that, etc. Also, I give teachings how the meaning of the sutra and what I mainly put into as my work about the sharing the Dharma, the teachings, clearly determined to only share meaning of the words of the sutra only from based on the body sensation, spiritual body sensation. And the word juji is one of it. Well, juji itself means by the Buddhist dictionary, they explain us not to forget the teachings, something like this. Well, this word, time to time, this juji, the word juji, come up in the sutra, but especially the poem, when all the Buddhist practitioners chant the sutra, before chanting the sutra, the Mahayana Buddhist chant the poem, which is that Supreme Dharma, nothing higher than, is countable numbers of the years to be encountered, which means that it is so rare if you have a chance to see and listen and encounter the Supreme Dharma. Billions of years. It is used the numbers of the coming from the India, the kalpa. Billions of kalpa. What is kalpa? Well, kalpa is once in 3 years. The angels, devas, come down and sit on the rock for a few seconds. I don't know, few seconds, few minutes, I don't know. But after all these rocks, the rock is which is about a 1,600 kilometers square, something like this. So one kalpa is that the rock just disappeared because of the angels just sitting for a while. Well, this billions of kalpa, so it, which means that it's so rare to, if you have a chance to encounter such a Supreme Dharma, Supreme Teachings. and Gakon Kenmon Toku Juji is a poem I be able to see and listen and Juji. What is Juji? It is, as I said, in the dictionary it says that not to forget. But actually, it is much, 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 much more than that. The real meaning of the Juji is to be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. Then, how you be able to be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe fully? Just as the Paul said, I'm not living anymore. Jesus is living in me. I'm not living anymore. The great spirit is living in me. How you be able to be in this state? This is the Juji, meaning of the Juji. Well, if you be responsible to the Dharma, to the teaching, as your own life, you be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. But actually, in modern days, this meaning of the responsible is so much far away from the real meaning of responsible. Actually, be responsible. Responsible means respond from the God. Response from the God. Be dwelled by the God. Yes. Even small thing, if you are responsible, the part of the great spirit will be dwelled. You'll be dwelled by. That's why the one who are responsible to something, then that person has the wisdom. For example, some leader of the group, the leader. If that leader is responsible, he knows what to do, how to lead a group. But if the group member is just giving the responsible to putting up to the leader, then they don't know what to do. So they have to ask, oh, please teach, tell me what to do. It's because of the amount of the responsibility. And of course, if you are responsible to the Dharma, you'll be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. And why I'm saying that people be able to experience that with body sensation, that if you be responsible to the Dharma teachings, supreme teachings, then the great spirit universe is dwelled. And this brings the state of the non-duality, and the great love will be spring out from the existence, and will expand to the universe. It's totally so different from the people using the word responsible. People think it's a duty, that you don't want to do it, but you have to because we are being paid or whatever, or social thing or whatever. No, what you need to be responsible to is great spirit of the universe and the teachings, and one more. One of the three treasures is Sangha. And Sangha is what? Is Sangha. Usually in a Buddhist dictionary it says that group of the practitioners. But actually, the real meaning of the Sangha, it's a field that all beings receives the glory of the great spirit of the universe, the light of the great spirit of the universe, and the great love of the great spirit of the universe. And the way to be able to share it is the Dharma. In modern days, all the people is consumer. So much consumer mentality is ongoing. So people don't think that, people don't realize that the river is only river when the stream is going on. And to give the water to the down ground, same as the Dharma. Dharma is only Dharma when it be shared and other beings of the next generation or anywhere will be received the water of the great spirit of the universe. And once you be responsible to sharing the Dharma, you'll be dwelled. And then the great spirit of the universe will do the work within you. And your life will be shines with light. And the great love will spring out from you. And it appears in your life. Thank you.